On a day in 1980, a crowd was gathered in the Inner Harbor to cheer the return to its home port after a voyage of some 6 months. The Pride of Baltimore, ambassador of goodwill for the city around the world. The crowd was in a welcoming mood, as was Mayor William Donald Schaefer, who attempted to lead a chorus of Baltimore, Our Baltimore, the city's official song. If you don't know it, and you probably don't, it goes like this. Baltimore, where Carroll flourished and the fame of Calvert grew, here the old defenders conquered as their valiant swords they drew. But in this festival of welcoming, few were singing it. Few had even heard of it. The anthem was born in derision and lived in ridicule. Its history begins in 1906 when the Sun Papers hired, believe it or not, a poet. His name was Folger McKenzie, and most every day in syrupy verse, he made love to Baltimore like, quote, a rose on his coat lapel, a cane on its arm in swing, Charles Street strolls through the afternoon, down through the city of spring, end quote. Honestly. In that era, in 1915, Mayor James H. Preston decided that Baltimore should have a song. He sponsored a contest and offered a prize of $250. The winner was Folger McKenzie. His words were set to music by Emma Hamburger. But the song just didn't take. After all of these years, most still have never heard of it. Few can sing it. And that is why on that day in 1980, when the Pride of Baltimore was returning to her home port and Mayor Schaefer was welcoming her home, singing Baltimore, Our Baltimore, people there remember that he sang mostly by himself. Quote, hear our hearts that beat forever for the city we adore, end quote. It's a Baltimore quirk. The song adores Baltimore, but Baltimore doesn't adore Baltimore's song.